Planning on driving the grandkids to school next week? You may want to know this ahead of time with your KFM News Update. I'm Andrew White. First, a 37-year-old woman from Greater Sudbury is facing an arm's length of charges after a weapons complaint led to a canine chase in the McRae Heights area in Velcarron. It all started yesterday at around noon when a woman broke into a residence and threatened two males inside. During the incident, one male sustained minor injuries to his hand and was treated on scene. The woman was later located by a canine unit in a wooded area. Some residents on Manitoulin say more need to be done in regards to parking near Bridal Veil Falls. They say that when vehicles are parked on both sides of the road, sometimes in the laneway near the famous sightseeing spot, large trucks have often no choice but to drive down the middle of the roadway. Some say the MTO needs to put up large no parking signs, at least in the bridge area. Bannerman Park in Timmins has recently been the target of a plant heist. The volunteers are less than impressed. They say that sometime after the summer concert at Bannerman Park ended Thursday night, just before 11 a.m. on Friday, someone uprooted a large number of plants. The species taken include black-eyed Susan, tree lilies, bee bombs, and daylilies. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. And finally, the OPP across the province have put out another round of reminders when it comes to car seat safety. Constable Bev Goche spoke to KFM and says while parents sometimes know the rules, everyone needs to think safety first when it comes to strapping kids in.
It's mandatory for anyone transporting children to make sure children are properly secured. This includes all caregivers, babysitters, grandparents.
Full details on car seat regulations, along with local news and weather anytime, can be found at our website, kfmradio.ca.